AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Germany and the U.S. are sending advanced battle tanks to Ukraine, part of a coordinated effort to provide heavy weapons to Kyiv to help break battlefield stalemates with Russia. But Charles Deladesma reports Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov is dismissing the move.
Peskov tells reporters, simply because of technological aspects, this is a rather disastrous plan. He adds, the West was overestimating the impact the Leopard 2 and the M1 Abrams hardware could have on the ground, predicting these tanks will burn down, just like all the other ones, he says. I'm Charles Deladesma.
Members of the Senate Intelligence Committee are demanding access to the classified documents discovered in the homes of President Biden, former President Trump, and former Vice President Mike Pence. Chairman Mark Warner says panel members need to see for themselves whether intelligence has been compromised. Former President Trump's personal Facebook account is being reinstated. It was suspended following the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The company says it's added new guardrails to ensure no repeat offenders. The first grade teacher shot by a six-year-old during class in Newport News, Virginia, plans to sue the school district. Her attorney says administrators received three warnings about the child that day. And Pope Francis has spoken about LGBTQ issues in an exclusive interview with the AP. Donna Warder has this one.
Pope Francis is criticizing laws that criminalize homosexuality, calling them unjust. We are all children of God, and God loves us as we are and for the strength that each one of us has to fight for our dignity. Being homosexual is not a crime. It's not a crime. Yes, but it's a sin. Francis says bishops in particular need to undergo a process of change to recognize the dignity of everyone. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. A New York train story. Bobby Kaina Calvan has it.
Railway passengers are now arriving at New York City's newest railway station, a long-awaited annex to the iconic Grand Central Station. The project opens a decade behind schedule. Kathy Hochul is a ninth governor to oversee the project.
60 years ago, people envisioned a project like this, and there were so many roadblocks and challenges and detours along the way.
It costs more than $11 billion, but officials say it will add capacity to the country's busiest railway network. Construction began in the 1960s and for a time was abandoned because of a series of economic problems. How long has commuter John Cannon been waiting?
30 years.
He says life now gets easier.
I don't have to take the subways.
15-year-old Alex Rodriguez is one of the first passengers. He calls it a fast and smooth ride.
It's the first train. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Bobby Kaina Calvan, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.